It was a long night at New York City hospitals and at the site of the World Trade Center. NPR's Rick Carr has been trying to keep track of events there. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I imagine it's still much too early to measure the degree of human loss there.
It is. We're still dealing with some of the same chaos that reigned in New York City yesterday, still having phone problems, still having communication problems, still having problems getting around the city. And basically, we don't really have a much better sense of what happened yesterday and how many people were affected by it. Let me tell you a couple things we do know for sure. We know that the two 767 aircraft contained a total of 157 people, all of whom are presumed dead at this point. Most of the hospitals are saying at this point that yesterday's numbers are holding. They haven't seen that many new casualties overnight. For example, Bellevue Hospital told me this morning that they've seen 220 patients. 10 of those are critical. Everything from smoke inhalation to major bodily trauma. And St. Vincent's Hospital, which is the trauma center nearest the World Trade Center, has seen 320 patients. 63 of those are critical. 3 of those died at the hospital. And the city right now is saying 1,100 people total have visited hospitals so far.
It's so sad to hear about the missing among firemen, rescue workers, police. These are people who obviously put themselves in harm's way.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, the fire department seems to have been absolutely hit harder than any part of the city government right now. We're looking at 300 or more firefighters who are missing. That's actually up from last night's reports of about 200 or more firefighters missing, including the department chief in this case. The police department, sources inside the police department are saying there are probably more than 30 police who are missing. Now, there have been some people found in the wreckage overnight. In what they call voids in the collapsed World Trade Center. Those are sort of pockets of air and relative safety amid the rubble. People have been coming out. It's no real sense as yet this morning how many people have emerged. The most that we know is that hundreds of bodies have been pulled out of the wreckage overnight and ferried across the Hudson River to Liberty State Park in New Jersey, where the temporary morgue has been set up.
NPR's Rick Carr in New York City.